What do you got?
Joe Rogan texted me.
Motherfucker. Joe. I loved it. By the way, I'm a Joe Rogan fan. He ain't a fan of mine, but I'm a Joe Rogan fan. No bullshit.
Right on.
And I've lived for I feel like it's a decade. Back in the day, before Joe was Joe Rogan. He was just a podcaster, man. Now he's a star phenom.
Well, he's
Jesus,
a good,
what did Joe say?
He's okay, a good friend of mine. So this is from Joe Rogan.
Oh, God.
This is a tough one.
He won't have me on the show, by the way.
Who will be held accountable for mandating COVID-19 vaccines for children, which were unnecessary and ineffective? And who will take responsibility for the unprecedented increases in myocarditis and cancer cases among them? Second to that, do you feel any remorse for that draconian decision that was obviously heavily influenced by the pharmaceutical company's desire for maximum profit?
Yeah, I've signed some of the most progressive laws against big pharma in the country, so I have receipts on that. So no one should suggest that it was about doing the bidding of big pharma, quite the contrary. California, like many states, red states included, Florida included, moved forward early in the pandemic, working with the Trump administration and the advisors from the Trump administration to impose certain strategies to mitigate the impacts of this novel disease, coronavirus.